Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the rules of Fuck, Marry, Kill. We talk Nicki Minaj's collaboration with Call of Duty, Shea Coulee apologizing to Meghan Trainor at the Streamies, Trump's mugshot, and the big Glee reunion at the picket lines. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello and hello.
How low can you go?
Not low.
What,
not low.
What song is that? How low?
Shorty got low.
No, how, it's like a wedding song. How low?
Can you get real
can
low?
You go.
Can you get to the floor?
How low?
And it puts it on low.
Oh, maybe it's. Low. Is that Ludacris's song?
Now bring it to the top. Like it just don't stop. Hey,
Charlie. Oh, no. Charlie Brown.
Charlie. Hey, what song is that?
Cha-cha slide.
I think he died.
No.
Pour one out for the cha-cha slide. Yes.
Slide man the... dead.
Oh, Jesus. Not so graphic.
Oh, wow. 3 weeks ago, DJ Casper, Chicago native.
Yeah. Introduced the world to the cha-cha slide. You know, before him, I didn't know rhythm. I didn't know beats. I didn't know my left from right. I still have to use my fingers, do you?
I know. I saw, actually, I was going to send this to you. I saw somebody had two cute little tattoos on their knuckle, on their thumb knuckles, and it was an L and an R, and I was like, if anybody needs that.
Honestly, I thought I really had it down, but whenever I'm playing Fortnite with people, and I'm trying to, and I'm dead, and I'm telling them, like, oh, there's somebody to your left. I say left and right wrong in the moment, and I'm like, damn, I really don't have it down.
Maybe someday, babe.
I'm a third of the way, and I don't have it down. Get it together. Don't you find?
Listen, it's hard for some people.
My brain.
Yeah, maybe you're living in, maybe you're a mirror boy.
Mirror boy. Like a...
Like a bubble boy, you know, but a mirror boy. Yeah.
You know when people call a disco ball a mirror ball?
Redacted did. Redacted has a whole song about it. Listen, I got a segue to get out of this if you want it.
Go for it.
You want to pull the ripcord?
Is it a two-person segue? Are there two people segues?
I saw a human centipede segue.
Oh my God.
It was all trunk to tail, trunk to tail, tail.
Connected physically?
No, I'm just lying.
Oh.
Should we?
Okay, segue me out, baby.
Should we? I was yes anding for the pod.
Okay. Would you rather yes and for the pod or Josh for the pod? You were joshing for the pod. Joshing for the pod is when you lie. Anding is very different. You don't know the simple fundamentals of pod.
I'm just joshing for the pod.
Okay, well then josh me out.
Okay, so I got one of those mirror ball, disco ball, cowboy hats for the Beyonce show that I'm attending.
Oh, you're going
this week? Yeah, is. And my question is, did you hear all the ruckus?
Which ruckus, baby?
The Beyonce ruckus.
We've already discussed not to yell on mute.
No,
I know about the
ruckus.
Well,
here's what's happening.
How she made an announcement and said, "Hey, everyone, for these dates,
yes,
wear silver."
Yes.
After everyone probably spent months buying and ordering and making.
Yes.
And I would be fucking pissed. No, I mean, if anybody is allowed to get away with it, because the whole concept is you are the visuals. Like, you know, she's really pushing the people of the tour are the visuals when people keep demanding where are the visuals. So, like, I think she could get away with it, but honestly, I would be annoyed.
Yeah, that's my question. So, here I am with my look ready to go. Thank God the hat is a silver disco ball cowboy hat, but you know me, everything else is going to be black on black on black on black on black. And so now, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get home?
This is very similar to what happened to the Little Monster community, and let me tell you what happened.
Please do, because I don't think I'm familiar.
Chromatica. We had all of the visuals with, like, you know, the she gave us an entire world building experience with Stupid Love, with the like, you know, the kindness punks and the hot pink and the this and the, you know, like all of those visuals. And then the very first day of the Chromatica tour, it was revealed at the show, the entire theme of the tour's visuals was like brutalist and concrete and like stone colors and like no hot pink anywhere. And so everyone showed up in their Stupid Love.
Yeah, I bet they were feeling pretty stupid.
Yeah. A lot of people had to go back to the drawing board.
And they had to, what, make some concrete shit?
Brutalist, baby. Brutalist.
Damn. Yeah, the artists, yeah, but, really.
I mean, it wasn't even announced. Gaga didn't say, like, wear this and then change what she said. Well, but she just.
Beyonce knows when her birthday is. She knows it's coming. You gonna tell us now that my show falls during Virgo season? My show's a few days before your birthday, so I gotta wear H to T silver.
So are you doing it?
I don't have the time.
I have some silver stuff. Do you need me to mail it to you overnight?
Can you overnight it?
I could. I really could. I have a lot of silver.
What do you have?
Booty shorts, leggings. Ooh. Harness, a very silver harness.
Maybe I'll just go to Doll's Kill.
You know, I've heard that it is not a good organization.
Oh, okay, never.
That is what I heard, I guess.
I get a lot of Instagram ads from Doll's Kill. I think I clicked it once, and now it's my permanent Instagram.
You did ad. What?
I clicked it.
Clicked it.
Like a lollipop should be clicked.
Okay. All right.
So anyways, also, I'm not done talking about Beyonce.
Go on.
So she like partnered with Amazon to like host her merch for this tour, etc. So I bought a shirt from Amazon for the show, and it is the fucking cheapest material, scratchy, tough, hard. Like, what?
Did you try using Downy or something?
You can't afford Tri Blend.
Oh.
You can't afford a nice cotton. You're gonna charge $30 for a t-shirt, $40 for a t-shirt, and it's gonna be scratchy, stiff material.
I know we all love Beyonce.
Do you think?
Let me just preface that. But are people not at odds with the thought of there are no ethical billionaires? Where are we on that? Like, I mean, I'm not trying to start anything.
Yeah.
I know we are. There's no all. Pop stars are for profit. I'm certainly there, but they try to do good, etc. But girl, if you ever have issues with quality control, well, we do live in capitalism.
Well, I want to know. Do you think Redacted had soft T-shirts at her show? If you win, can you just tweet me or DM me or some shit and let me know if her t-shirts were soft? But be honest.
They're going to lie to you. They're going to say they were the softest t-shirts that they've ever felt.
Be honest. I'm not.
They can't. If they can't be honest with themselves, how can they be honest with you, Corey?
Don't go joshing for the pod. I want facts. Is it soft?
Did you say I want fags?
Facts. Speaking of fags.
Get the fags off the TV. I am not watching that.
So you saw President Obama's brother's tweet.
Yeah, of course. That's what he was saying. He's been a longtime hater.
It's Obama's half-brother, first of all. Let's get the facts.
Okay, so, fact-ing. Okay. Well, some of us, you know, don't subscribe to, like, you know, blood labels. Neither does his brother,
so,
clearly.
Well, I saw a tweet that Obama's brother called him a snake, a snob, and a faggot. So I want to know, fuck, marry, kill.
Snakes, snobs, and faggots? Okay, I would... to fuck a snake is... It's giving... You could... It could be... It's almost... It's the shape and experience of,
yeah.
You could top or bottom is what I'm trying to say.
Oh damn! Would you bottom for the head of the tail, the head of the snake, or the tail of the snake?
Bottom for the tail.
Okay, I'll get that. I mean, because if it's a rattler, hell yeah.
I'm not trying to.
Hell yeah, brother.
But the face has teeth, and teeth are at odds with hole. I've always found.
Yeah.
And they're almost shaped as well as like a trap, to be honest. So like they would kind of sink in if you tried to pull out.
Snakes got that unhingeable jaw. I've like seen a
snake. Anyway, my point is not, we're not trying to do bestiality. My point is, A snake-shaped dildo is what we'll act like we're talking about.
Got it.
So what were the other two options?
A snob and a faggot.
A snob? Like somebody who's snobby?
Yes.
I can't live with that. I'm not going to marry that.
You're going to kill the snob.
I'm going to kill the snob. Kill the snob. And then a faggot. I would love to marry a faggot.
I have a question.
What's up?
So like, what is... Let's get down to brass tacks, baby. What's the difference between fuck and marry?
Fuck is... What do you mean, what's the difference between fuck and marry?
Do you not get the
first grade level? This is first grade level understanding. All right, have you not... You just never asked?
No, I'm like, I plan on having sex with whomstever I marry.
This is not how this works.
So if you're marrying someone, you don't ever get to have sex with them? What kind of straight relationship is this?
What kind of
boomer question, wedding was this?
The question is simply of who do you have no emotional connection with but get to have sexual? Who do you have no emotion but only physical? And then who do you choose to have no physical but only emotion?
I refuse to live in a sexless marriage. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Even with the snob.
This game was made for the two open relationship murderers.
It was propaganda, this game.
For in the big same church? Way, you know,
for big church. You know about love languages, how they were just made up? It's a fake thing.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing that they made up to uphold, like, women should be fucking their husbands because they need it
then or something. I think this game should be changed to, like, fuck oral handjob.
Jesus. Okay. Top bottom blow. Top bottom blow is a more fun game.
Yeah. Yes, but what? If I'm topping or bottoming for them, I'm probably blowing them too. All right.
Okay. The point of the game is you have to choose. It's just a play. We're playing.
I'm bad at games today.
Hey,
that's why
You know what game just got the update of all updates?
No, please fill me in.
Call of Duty. And I never thought I'd be a Call of Duty girl because it's Fortnite, but for like angry straight people, I think.
Yeah, don't they like cuss you out on a headset and they're all, yeah, let's kill them.
Yeah, and it's always like a 12-year-old. And it's, well, they got an update and now you can play as Nicki Minaj, which is such a Fortnite update. Fortnite is all about like pop culture collabs and figures of pop culture, characters.
Didn't Ariana Grande perform?
Yes, in Fortnite. And so for Nicki to do a Call of Duty collab, either Call of Duty's trying to get up in that Fortnite gig or Call of Duty just had the money, I guess. I don't know. But there's a 7-minute compilation of all of the sounds and audio that Nicki recorded for Call of Duty. And it's like, it's incredible. It's her... It's every kind of weapon she could be screaming about, every kind of insult she could say to somebody after she kills them. Imagine Nicki Minaj as a squadron leader in a war. It's those types of, her screaming those types of things. And I feel like I need to spend a solid couple hours to like really tear it apart to put it in a lot of folders on the soundboard. It's really good.
Do you think she went,
Will I be playing Call of Duty? No.
You think she went in the studio and
yes. Yes.
At any point did she make like gun noises where she's like blah blah?
Yes. Like stuff. It's I need to send it. If you search Nicki Minaj operator bundle, all voice lines in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone Season 5, it's easy to remember. You'll find it.
I could be like, am I a Nicki fan? And then just start quoting this instead of her songs.
Yes. I'm downloading. It is a full experience. You'll see. I'll put it on the Discord. I'm putting it on the Discord now, actually.
You ever get stoned and listen to all the Nicki Minaj Call of Duty sounds?
No, but I have a compilation of all the times Wendy Williams has talked about the killer.
Yes, I love that.
And I put it on all the time on stream and people are like,
baby,
enough.
Let me tell you, when I was in P-Town with the girls a month ago, we came back after the bar and everyone was still up and hanging and watching YouTube videos and funny things. And they were all, everyone was trying to find a hit. Everyone was trying to find something that everybody liked. And it was strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. And I said, do I have something for all of you? And I put on the Wendy Williams, the killer montage, and I had the room in stitches.
Honestly, what you need to do, this is a hot tip for anyone at home that needs to entertain a wide swath of interests.
It was just gays after the bar.
Well, that's a wide swath. Wendy Williams, heart, gays in the audience.
Okay, should that be what I wow them with next?
It's a 30-minute compilation of her talking to gay people in the audience of Wendy Williams, like the show. It does not disappoint, and anytime you even slightly get bored, you're already on to the next, you know.
It's quick. I don't know. Nothing about 30 minutes is quick, honey.
Well, I wouldn't show anybody that it's 30 minutes when I'm putting it on. I'd say, everybody look away, and then I'd click it, and then I'd, you know.
And then let them.
Because once somebody knows it's 30 minutes, they've already lost
They've the become war. A hater.
Yes.
One time I...
But if they don't know how long some... It's like, as soon as Hudson pauses a movie, and I see there's an hour left, I say, oh, no, two-night event. We have to... It's over. I will not be able to think about anything other than, oh my God, I have another hour of sitting.
Yeah.
No.
Once I was at a gay afters and somebody was like, I have the funniest video for you. And they put on what seemed to be an hour long of this like snowman scaring people. And when I tell you, everybody there hated it.
Was it a prank?
Yes, it was like a snowman statue on the sidewalk with people walking by and it being like, ugh. It was very the bush
it's
man.
It's like in San Francisco, there's a guy that's in a bush and he got me once.
It was very the plant man, but it's a snowman. And when I tell you, no one was interested.
If you prank somebody And they punch you?
It's, I think, fair game.
Fair game.
Oh, baby, I was walking to the gym this morning, and I didn't put my headphones in yet because I usually wait until I get to the gym and then I put them in. And I was like close enough, and I was like, all right, I'll just put my headphones in. And this garbage man came out of nowhere and scared the shit out of me, and I think I did almost punch him.
Well, I mean, I can't even imagine.
What have I done? I can't.
My body doesn't have an ounce of muscle memory of doing a punching movement. Like, I've never done it. I have never been violent toward some. Like, I don't think. I think.
But have you ever teased?
My arm wouldn't know how.
But have you ever teased an animal?
No.
Whenever you
have you ever ding dong ditch,
baby? How come when you go to make a punch, it's more like you holding a knife?
Well, how do you think the punch is going to be delivered? With a knife?
You punch like you're slamming your fists on the table. I don't think
maybe I am.
I don't think that's how you punch.
I don't punch. Don't you know I'm a pacifist?
Now, what did you say about ding dong dick?
Ding dong dick. Ding dong ditch. Have you ever ding dong ditched? I don't have it in me to do it. I can't. Have you ever ding dong dicked?
I don't trust you to run away fast enough from the ding dong ditch.
I heard millennials.
Kids these killed days.
Millennials killed the doorbell industry.
Whoa.
Nobody's buying doorbells anymore.
Damn.
Well, who needs a doorbell?
We killed it all. Hey.
I loved my grandma's doorbell. It was all ding, 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 no, ding.
A doorbell.
Ding, 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 ding.
No.
I said, Grandma, I'm here. Gammy. Gimme, gammy. I didn't have fun names for my grandma. No, I'm just imagining the fun.
Both of your grandmas were just grandma?
Grandma.
Wow.
Well, I had many grandmas in my time.
And they were all grandma.
Yeah.
What do your nieces and nephews call your mom?
Nana.
Nana? Oh, that's right. Nana Jacqueline. Yeah. What do they call Ken?
Papa.
Papa Woody's Woodshop. Nana and Papa.
Papa. Nana and
Papa. Does she have signs at her house that are all welcome to Nana and Papa's?
Of course. Laminates on the wall and the family gathers here type of, you know,
it's a,
in cursive above, you know, urns.
I was home in Michigan. Are you done talking about ding dong dick?
Not really. I'm not trying to go anywhere else. Have you ding dong ditched? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ding dong ditched?
Wait, oh, hold on. Ding dong ditch.
Ding dong dick is when you press the doorbell of a butthole, but you run away. Skedaddle before you go in.
You skedaddle before you dabble. Okay, so
well, you can dabble. That's part of it. Dabbling is actually all of it.
Baby, so I did ding dong ditch once, but I used to ding dong ditch with an air horn outside their house at like 2 in the morning. One time, I must have told this before. One time, girl Jordan and I were driving down the street. We were listening to Avril Lavigne, Complicated, singing at the top of our lungs. It's still one of our songs we belt together. And this bitch rolls up on the side of us and tells us to calm down or some shit. And she throws an ice cream cone at my car.
It hits the front
window of my car. She tried to throw it in the car. And so we like skirt and went into this like parking lot. And I was like, the fuck did they do that for? And Jordan was like, I don't know. But anyways, they had like a decal on their car. And so girl Jordan remembered it. And then we live in a small town, as you know, Parma. So then she saw the same minivan like a week later. And she thought, I'm going to follow this bitch. I'm going to get her. So she followed her, found out where her address was. And then we went back a week later with about 40 pumpkins and smashed them all in her driveway and then air horned the front at the front door of her house at like 2 in the morning.
Okay, well, that sounds like, you know,
prank
an eye for an eye will make the world burn, baby. Yeah, this is prank wars. I don't do this shit.
Pumpkins are biodegradable.
What you're supposed to do is put bologna on their car.
No.
Take the paint off. What you're supposed to do is put plastic forks everywhere in their lawn.
That's,
so like,
that's vandalism. We were a smashing pumpkins. We were a teepeeing the trees. We did sometimes put ketchup on pads and then stick the pads to people's cars.
We have talked about that so many times on the podcast. I have other topics we need to discuss.
Now ding dong dicking.
Trump mugshot. That's all. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, I love that we can go back any year of the pod and see like our relationship culturally to Donald Trump, how it's evolved from reality TV to possible president to arrested mugshot. We've seen the full gamut, baby.
Do you think we talked about him before he announced his presidential bid?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
All right.
He's bubbled up. He's bubbled under.
I love the mugshot. I had another question about two of those women in their mugshots were a little too smiley for me.
I need to know the direction that they give the people. But have you ever been detained? Have you ever gotten a mugshot of you?
No.
Neither have I. And so, like, I don't really know the protocol. But, like, they stand. Do they really hold a thing like that, like in that meme of Barbie and Ken where they're holding the thing that says
now,
who they are?
Now you know I still haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the meme. Where they're holding like... Yes.
I don't think they have slate cards anymore. I think it's been digitized. I think millennials killed the slate card industry.
Oh, well, all of the pictures of these mugshots, they look like they're leaning forward. So, like, are they being told that you have to lean forward? Are you allowed to smile? Because some of them are grinning. Evil grins.
Yeah. I have more questions about his reported weight.
Oh. 215.63. And you, mama? 215.63, 7.5 uncut.
Mask, you know, for mask.
Mask. No femmes. He is...
No snakes, no snobs, no faggots.
I'm seeing this this grid of their pictures. It really is giving Grindr grid update.
How come
all of them in a row? I'm seeing the closest people.
Who's nearby?
Who's nearby? Sydney Powell. She's not smiling. Jenna Ellis is smiling, though. Rudy Giuliani, frown. Frowny boy. Sad. sad. It's crazy to me. Oh, my God. There I was walking the dogs. This old woman in the neighborhood comes up to me. She goes, "Did you hear? I'm walking around telling everyone." I said, "What's up?" And she said, "Trump arrested." And I knew it was the day because it was like, you know, everybody knew. Everybody was waiting for the mugshot. And I said, "Oh, did the mugshot come out yet?" And she acted annoyed that I had follow-up questions. And I'm thinking, well, okay, town crier. You can't be loading out the news without knowing the full story. And then she's like, "It's such a shame about Rudy Giuliani." And I thought, what's a shame? Hold on now. Like, let's all... I said... What? And she goes, "He really got into business with the wrong people." I'm like, "Ma'am, I actually have to get going." But I, you know, it, for old people, they really have probably a different view of some of these, like, people. Like, Rudy Giuliani was Time Person of the Year after 9/11. So, like, talk about a rebrand from hell. He really went down in the gutter after that's a pretty big high.
Well,
for him.
Don't they let, like, sometimes villains are people of the year, too.
Hitler was a person of the year.
Yep.
Time person of the year.
Point.
I think, maybe.
Case in point.
Hey, 1 year we were the people of the year.
Millennials?
No. It was like, the time person of the year, you, America. You know, it was like that type of, I think 2008. Time person of the year, you.
I'm on it. I'm here.
2006. You was the official choice for Time's person of the year in 2006. Oh, it was because YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, Wikipedia were all coming to happen. And so, like, it was user-generated content was the highlight. Well, yeah, that me. Me.
You did it.
They're right. They were right with that one.
It's just like always a president.
Sorry.
It's like,
what do you want? Who do you want it to be?
The Good Samaritans. Wait, you're saying in 2008 it was us? This says Barack Obama was it.
2006 it was us. 2006.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Psychobabble podcast.
Oh my God, we won.
Yeah.
I love this.
What do you have? You think Trump's lying about his height and weight?
I am on the Time Person of the Year wiki. They sure don't pick a lot of women.
Oh, well, baby, let me tell you about, you need to, I can't even say the sentence I need to say, but RB Bay. Okay.
It's
okay.
It's a.
It's been. Is that, what'd you say?
You said Barbie go see it?
No, I said the Glee cast is doing a reunion. Did you see that?
At the strike of it all?
At the protest. And you know what? I appreciate that. It's people using their power, their voice, their privilege. Of course, their young audience is going to, like, pick it up and talk about the reunion. And they did it for a really good cause, which is, like, going and protesting and being part of the movement, baby.
Well, don't worry. In 1975, women were the
oh, so it's covered.
Were the people of the year.
So when you think about it, it was almost like, wait, more women have ever been person of the year than men.
And actually, no.
Unless it's ever been men.
Well, no, and also this was just American women. So sorry.
Still.
Sorry if you live elsewhere.
Are there any times when it was like a country or like...
How boring.
A body of people.
How boring. So what? I'm just scrolling the list all the way back to like the 20s. Anyway, so what'd you say about Glee?
Was it ever the Glee cast?
No, but it should have been.
Mm, Well, there's still time.
Well, and that's what you...
The Glee boot.
And that's what you missed on Glee. Kamala Harris had to share Person of the Year with Joe Biden.
Can you... Okay. Well, Corey, it's been real.
It's been...
Oh my God, Corey. Man. I watched all of Escape the Night season 2. I just finished it on Twitch streams. It was fun. Why did nobody tell me Escape the Night was fun?
I told you I loved it. I watched it. I was a gleek for it. What did their fans call it?
Just escapees.
Little escape babies.
Scabies. Scabies.
Scapey babies.
Scaby babies. Scapey babies. Scapies. Oh, I've caught the scapies, is what they would say.
Oh.
I got scapies. We have to wash all of our clothes.
I remember that.
Good times. Great oldies. No, I watched all of Escape the Night, and it was fun and silly, and I laughed and laughed and laughed, and I thought, oh my God, there's like a bunch of seasons of this. Should I watch Escape the Night, other seasons, when I'm not on it?
Yeah, add it to your TV tracker app and watch.
No. I'm turning all those streams into YouTube videos. So youtube.com/TylerOakleyGaming if you want to watch those.
So is what you're saying is that's where people can find you?
And that's where you can find me. Where can people find you?
You can find me.
Go on.
You can find me. What did I talk about?
Wait, I have one more topic.
Okay, good. I need time to think.
Shea Coulee at the Streamy Awards. Apologizing for creating a rumor about Meghan Trainor to Meghan Trainor. Shea Coulee's standing in the audience talking to Meghan Trainor, who's across, you know, a couple tables at the Streamy Awards. And Shea Coulee says live on camera, "I'm sorry I made up the rumor you stole another drag queen's sandwich when you were on set." How do you feel?
And what did Meghan say?
"Well, the truth will set you free."
"You're Meghan forgiven."
I don't know if she said that. I think she was, I think she probably was like, I saw video, but I didn't see audio. And she was like,
well, kind of. She's in her goof era.
Is she?
Yes, she seems happy.
Well, she's a mother times two now.
Yes, she is.
Okay, anyway, where can people find you? They can find you.
You can find me learning how to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, you practice.
I'll practice.
Okay. Hey, wait. Actually, you practice, and by the time we next record, maybe we have everyone send a whole bunch of Fuck, Marry, Kills, and we can do like a rapid fire. And that way we can see if you practice.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.